Hello friends, in chapter 10 of the book Retail Selling Skills, we will talk about closing a sale. Let us first look briefly at the learning objectives we wish to accomplish through this chapter. Review the concept of closing a sale. Understand the importance of closing a sale. Recognize the best time that a salesperson should know when to close a sale without offending the customer. Comprehend the techniques of closing a sale and reviewing the common errors that most salespeople make while closing a sale. We will broadly cover these topics in this chapter: the concept of closing a sale, the importance, various techniques that can be used for this, and the common errors made by salespeople while closing a sale. Let us begin by talking about the concept of closing a sale. When salespeople close a sale, they are obtaining a commitment to buy. The step is referred to as the close. So it is essentially getting a commitment from the prospect or customer that he is willing to buy your product. It is often expressed as a decision-making question requiring either a yes or a no from the prospect. The term close is a misnomer. It does not really reflect what it means. Salespeople believe that their job is over after they get the order, while actually, after they receive the order, it opens up the relationship between the buyer and the seller. So it is not the end. Even though it is called the close, it is not the end. It is the beginning of the relationship between the buyer and the seller. Some salespeople, unfortunately, never ask closing questions as they fear rejection. They fear the prospect is going to say no. Therefore, they never ask the question, which is wrong. They hope the prospect will state the positive answer in advance. Actually, this never happens until and unless the customer has walked into your store or come onto your website. Having made up his mind to buy from you, maybe you sell something very specific or unique. If that is not the situation, then there has to be a lot of convincing done to convince the customer to buy from you. In the process of buying and selling, the customer has to part with his hard-earned money. Therefore, the commitment to buy does not come easily. It is not easy for the customer to say a yes to buying. Thus, the salesperson has to gently nudge or push the customer to say yes to close. If the salesperson does not ask the question to close, he may not get a yes or a commitment from the prospect. The salesperson who gets the customer making a small yes decision or answer along the way, along the presentation or the demonstration, if the salesperson is able to get small commitments or agreements from the prospect, it keeps the momentum going, which will succeed in getting the final commitment from the salesperson. When is the right time to close? We all know timing is always very crucial, no matter which aspect we are talking about. Similarly, when closing a sale, timing is crucial. Most salespeople assume that closing the sale happens at the end of the sales presentation or end of the demonstration, after they have explained every feature or benefit of the product to the prospect. This is not right. The closure can happen anytime, during the presentation or after the presentation. The best time to close is when the message has been understood by the prospect and the prospect demonstrates a need for that product or a service. So the moment the salesperson feels that the prospect has understood the importance or value or benefits of the product and is demonstrating a need for the product, that is the right time to close. You do not have to wait for the end of the presentation or demonstration or the discussion to ask the closing question. It can happen along the way. It is not just putting together a series of words or activities to corner a prospect. We are not actually cornering a process. We are not actually cornering the prospect. The whole process of selling, the whole process of presenting or convincing the customer, the process of handling objections, of negotiating with them, explaining benefits to them, the entire process is the close, because that is what is the aim of the entire process of selling. Actually, it starts right at the very beginning of the selling process with those few words at the very first meeting. So the close of the sale starts at the beginning itself. Timing in closing. A skilled retail salesperson should have a good sense of timing. Asking for closure too early or too late, both could be difficult or unhappy situations for the salesperson. Asking for closure too early will make the customer feel pressurized. They will feel they are being pushed to make a sale, a purchase, which is not a good thing. Too relaxed an approach may give the customer the impression that the salesperson is not really interested in making the sale. When a customer is ready to buy, the salesperson has to make sure he is ready to close at that very moment without any further delay. What is the importance of this stage of closing a sale? Everything a retail person says or does during the sale process is directed towards closing a sale. It is actually the most important aspect of the entire presentation. The aim of opening a sale, obviously, is to close it. Without the closure, you do not get any profits, you do not get any money. Closing a sale is a critical step of the selling function. Therefore, the hard truth about selling is that it is all about closing sales. Let us understand some techniques that most salespeople use while closing a sale. The first one is to use trial closes. So what is a trial close? It means the salesperson is trying to make a close much before the actual perceived moment of closure. A good technique of trial closes is to use small closing phrases or statements in the conversation right from the start of the selling process or the presentation. This means asking questions that are implied, that seek the agreement of the prospect. It is much easier for the prospect to make decisions on minor points, on small points, and thereby leading to a final agreement or commitment to buy. So a trial close is, to recap, small statements or phrases where the salespeople is asking for agreement or commitment along the way while the presentation or demonstration is going on. Let us look at some examples of a trial close to understand this concept better. Do you like the larger package or the smaller one? Do you like the pink t-shirt or the yellow? So what are we doing? We are getting a small yes or a no or a choice made by the prospect. Therefore, we are gently pushing the prospect to make a decision in his mind. So the prospect starts to think, which is a better option? Which one should I take? That is the example of a trial close. The salesperson could make comments, or they could ask questions like, would you like me to go forward with the presentation? Or, the benefits are clear, aren't they? Can you picturize yourself with this in your home? This is a very good technique of selling where the salesperson helps the prospect visualize himself using the product and benefiting of it from it. Therefore, this is a good trial close question. Can you picture yourself with this in your home? Trial close questions actually are like going through traffic lights. So you could have a green light or a red light. If you come to a red light, which means you have to stop, it means a no. It means that the prospect has some inhibitions or some objections which need to be handled well before the salesperson can move on to the next step. And yes, if you keep getting the green signal, then just keep going ahead till you reach the close. Using the trial close every time after you have overcome an objection is extremely important. Then only you should proceed. If you have not got a positive outcome to your trial close question, then do not proceed to the next step. Once you have asked the trial close question, don't keep pushing the customer. What you have to do at that point is stay quiet, watch and listen for their response. Do not start talking immediately after you have asked the trial close question. You have to give the customer time to think, time to make up his mind. Now, let us look at various types of close techniques that are used commonly. First, we are going to talk about the ask for it or the direct close. So these both terms describe the same technique. The closing questions or statements in this technique grow naturally out of the conversation and seem to be a natural and logical progression of the sales process. So it's as if you're just talking to the customer, and while you are just talking to them, you ask a question, you pop the question in a very natural manner, as if you're not trying to sell, you're just asking for their opinion. That is the direct close or the ask for it close. This is the most obvious method of closing a technique. Let's look at some examples. Sir, shall I pack this up? So you have made a presentation, you've asked for their opinion, and now you're simply asking them, should I pack this up if you like it? So that is where the natural and logical progression of the sales process comes in. Would you like to buy the scarf? Very simple. It is just asking for their opinion. You've seen the product, now would you like to buy it? The next closing technique that we will discuss is the order form close. As you can see, it means you are asking for an order. The order close form is also a natural progression from the ask for it technique, which we discussed in the previous slide. The only difference in both these techniques is that the questions do not directly refer to the purchase. So while in the previous technique, which was the direct close or ask for it technique, the questions referred directly to the purchase. We said, do you want to buy this product or do you want me to pack it up? Here, you're not referring directly to the act of purchasing. The question should sound natural and not as if you're trying to make a sale. Okay? For example, should I make the bill? Or you could say, do you want to pay by cash or check? So you are just asking a question which indicates the process of closing the sale, but you are not actually referring to the act of purchase. Let's move on to the third closing technique, which is the assumptive close. It is often appropriate to assume that your customer has already made the buying decision and you are already having the order with you. So you're just going to proceed in a way that shows you're wrapping up the sale, you're wrapping up all details. This is a very effective closing technique. Let's look at examples. I'll get that contract in today's mail for your signature. If the customer agrees to the secondary question, the first part of the question is automatic. So which is the first part of the question over here? It is that part where we're talking of purchase or ownership of the product. So this is the part which is implied or automatic. It is the secondary question where the customer is going to commit to or give a reply to. So the secondary question could be referring to the wrapping up of the details part, where you are just closing the sale, but you are not referring directly to the purchase. That is the first part, which is implied and automatic. The assumption clause is also used when the customer's body language dictates that he has already made the purchase decision. You're assuming that the customer is giving you buying signals through his body language. Therefore, the salesperson should turn the focus of the conversation towards the next level of questions. For example, how many pieces do you want? What size do you want? Which color do you want? When do you want it delivered? Etc. So you are wrapping up other details of the purchase, but you're not referring directly to the purchase. Another example could be, by the way, did you want the basic cleansing kit or the enhanced beauty system? So you're giving them an option. Which of these are you looking at? Or which of the packages, the smaller or the larger package, are you looking at? Let us look at some more examples. You can pay cash at our desk over there, or you could say the cashier sits at the left end of the store. So you're talking about payment of cash, the actual purchase, but it is not a direct reference to it. Or you could say, good choice, you won't find anything better than this. We will get your new TV delivered by tomorrow afternoon. So you're not, again, referring directly to the purchase. You're assuming, you are framing your sentences in a way that you have assumed that the customer is ready to buy and is giving buying signals. Our engineer will install and demonstrate the AC by tomorrow evening. So again, we are referring to the augmented product. Okay, if you remember, we had discussed about various levels of a product. We said that there was a core product, there was an augmented product. So here we are referring to all those aspects like delivery, warranty or guarantee or installation, and thereby we are referring to the actual purchase in an indirect manner. Let us look at a few tips to help a salesperson master the assumptive clause. State the major or primary decision in terms of benefit to the client. So your primary decision has to be in terms of value addition or benefit that the client is going to get while buying the product. Avoid pausing between the benefit statement and your secondary question. So do not pause, do not give a gap in between the two. State the secondary question in the form of an alternate advanced question, which is a question with two answers, where either answer moves you closer towards the decision to go ahead with the close of the sale. So the salesperson has to frame the question in a manner that the customer has only two options or two answers to that question, and in each case, irrespective of which answer the prospect gives, in each case you are actually taking a step ahead in the direction of the close of the sale. And the salesperson should keep his attitude casual. It should not show that you are very, very eager to close the sale. Then the customer will feel pressurized. Let us move on to the next closing technique, which is the alternative or choice close. As the term suggests, we are talking of two or more alternatives or choices being given to the customer. This technique invites the customer to choose from two or more positive outcomes and decide which one he would like to go with. It is again based on an assumption. The assumption is that the customer will buy, and this is a variation of the assumptive close technique. Since we are talking of alternatives or choosing from alternatives, this technique is used for certain product categories wherein the prospect is walking into a store or going online when he is very clear in his mind that I have to buy the product from this store or this retailer. For example, when a prospect walks into a car showroom, let's say he goes into the Honda car showroom, okay, so he knows that he could be definitely interested in buying from this retailer. Therefore, he's walking into that. So he will go max to two or three different car showrooms. He has already done his research, and therefore he knows what is it that he wants to buy. Now, going to one car showroom, he can get only that brand. Therefore, he has only to choose from various variants or options or colors that are available in that particular brand or retail format.